focus now on the wind. And let yourself go to a wonderful wind experience where the wind would be nurturing, moving, you're feeling the power of the air. It could be a strong wind when you're standing up on the bluff, ocean breezes. It could be that soft, gentle, what we call plumeria wind here in Hawaii, where it's just fully scented with flower and wonderful smells and richness. And recognizing how that wind carries different smells and different feelings and different energies. And we're going to just invite the wind to be this amazing, nourishing force that purifies, that clears, and that opens. And part of our work for this time of the heart is to really honor and feel energized by the winds, the breezes, and the movement of air. The movement of air. So our focus here is everything I love expands. Say that one inside. Everything I love expands. Encourage that expansion. Take a breath. Feel the aliveness. And give yourself permission to have pure love. Love that knows no boundaries. Love that has no ripples. Love that is just simply the celebration of essence. We honor this continuously by recognizing what we love unconditionally and giving ourselves permission to just let that get wide and big and full and energized and rich and to rest in that quality of pure love. Rest in that quality of pure love and be willing to feel it as warm current coming all the way down your spine, through your legs, out through your feet, celebrating in the space around you. Remember, you are surrounded by air. And so we're going to energize all the air with this wonderful, pure love essence. And just let it move all around you. Again, wind moves in wonderful little whizzies and movements and gushes and sweetness. Such words, huh? Whooshes and sweetness and wooies. And you find your words that let you experience this fullness and feel the sense of pure love. Pure love. Love that knows no boundary. Everything I love expands. Everything I love expands. And we're just going to welcome warm current coming all the way down the spine, moving all the way through the hips, out through the legs. Remember, ankle circles, that we're going to draw circles with our feet and wiggle our ankles and be willing to welcome and get all our joints open so the joints are breathing. We can feel that sense of openness that creates more space. What does air carry? Precious oxygen, right? The life-giving force that lets us feel good. We heal in oxygen. Our body opens and gets happy. So for this moment, no matter what's going on, we're just welcoming that space to celebrate life itself. And celebrate the air that surrounds us, energized by that power of pure love. So this is all from the heart center. It moves in the heart dimension. That the energy code, everything I love expands, is like a key. That when I put it into the center, it helps activate and energize all the different dimensional levels of the heart itself. And there are so many. So let's take a moment to explore the heart center. Heart is represented by the power of the six-pointed star, the Star of David. The energy that we work with the star is two triangles, one that points upward and one that brings us back down to center point in the power of Earth. Its focus is to stay balanced, balanced, balancing our personal reality and our universal resources. Balancing our concentrated precision awareness with open, endless space. The heart is the grounding cord of spirit, meaning that as I'm receiving that bigger picture, that clarity of the knower, it brings it into my heart. It rests as that knowing, and the whole of my awareness becomes clear. We often acknowledge that, the feeling of, wow, I woke up, or I got it, or I heard it so many times, but suddenly it makes sense to me, and I can act on it. I can move with it. Welcome to the heart's dimension and the gift that the heart brings. It allows us the essence, the passion, the knowing to be clear in our personal reality and allow the world to be congruent. Congruent with whatever it is our hearts desire. The heart's dimension is also that which brings beauty. That when our heart is open, the world is more beautiful. In fact, let's just take a little extra moment. Remember, everything I love expands. That certainly opened that heart right up there. Let's just encourage open in the heart center. And we begin to acknowledge other aspects of the heart. It's easy to open our heart when everything's going our way and we are moving in the sense that it's all made for us. But when the current gets rough or we're facing hurricane winds, keeping the heart open then takes courage. Keeping our heart open when we're facing disappointment, disagreement, rejection, hurt. Keeping our heart open then to ourselves takes tremendous courage. But what else is there to do, really? We don't want to suffer. We want to live in the knowing. And so we practice. And any time that our heart would close down or become absent, because when we're standing in some kind of judgment or in some kind of harshness, our heart disappears. And that hardness of the will may take over until a new springtime comes. Our heart always returns. In the power of our heart returning, it melts down the wall. It allows us to see the bigger picture and recognize that the obvious thing to do is to forgive. And you begin to recognize the the strength of what forgiveness actually is. Forgiveness returns our essence to ourselves. Forgiveness allows us to bring our spirit back into our body in a place where before we might have held it hidden or behind a wall. Forgiveness is always an act of spiritual release. Not releasing the other person as much as releasing ourselves from bondage in that wall. The knower, the power of forgiveness that returns us to the spring. This richness all powers of the heart. That as our heart is open, everything around us becomes more beautiful. We're opening bigger now because we're together, because we trust, because we're ready to explore and move beyond our old limitation and boundary. So you can notice just in this moment that the heart's getting stronger and bigger and more expanded. And we recognize as it expands and opens, we want to complement it by giving it feet, giving it legs. So we keep that energy really strong coming down the spine and feeling the strength of that in our hips so that we're standing totally in this power of trusting. Trusting love. Trusting the warm current that gives us our breath. We're back to air. We're back to breathing. We're back to this wonderful space of expansion. But within this, what the heart always does is it doesn't go floating us away into some kind of fantasy. Not for long. We may be indulging our champagne bubbles for a while, but it always returns and acknowledges that whatever energy that we're given, whatever Shakti that is placed within us from the goodness of our being, is always brought to where it is needed most. So that if I'm given this burst of healing energy, another aspect of the heart is the healer. That this power of healing will go to the place within me, whether it is emotional, physical, cyclical, ancestral, and allow purification and release. That's the heart balancing the energy again, allowing the richness of the mana, the Shakti, this life force, to go to where it's needed most. And so that when we feel the power of the heart awakening, we start noticing these waves of being up and feeling good and moving more into it, a deeper, more quiet place, or a more reserved place, a more secluded consciousness that brings us inward, and then it cycles back out and we feel comfortable to want to be out in the world and to be sharing and giving and playing, and then it brings us back into that intimate space of remembering and recognition. And it moves in waves. And if some part of us doesn't feel comfortable in those waves, we may start trying to control it. Silly thing, but we do. And we try to, in controlling it, we may try to always stay up. Or we get identified with a part of ourselves that is wounded and hurt, and so that we stay excessively underwater, excessively down into darkness or self-absorption. And so the heart comes once again to open us up to balance, encouraging us to give, encouraging us to receive. We're interested in exploring the deeper energetic process in each of the chakras. We will take one session. We're standing in the heart. We'll be exploring what this dimension is through our time until we speak again. Our homework is more experiential. What is the dimension of the heart? How does it affect my sight? How do I move through these rhythms of giving and receiving, of open and sharing, and then coming back in to essence? Is there any energy leaks here in this process where we lose energy and therefore our heart feels tired? A tired heart will simply ask to restore, ask us to listen deeply in our soul. Another attribute of the heart's dimension, the ability to listen in the soul, to listen to our essential self. To hear what our essential self is telling us moment to moment. What a gift, this open heart space. But it is true that if, out of some kind of old conditioning, that the heart goes absent, that we could miss all of this. We could not have the ability to listen, not have the ability to acknowledge that our life works in this giving and receiving graces. And more than likely, given the strength of the work, will be shown if any of these functions of the heart space we're talking about here need a little extra oomph. I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to practice. What our original intention, and we've held it with respect, is we wanted to have fun with this process. We wanted to play through our summer. And to be able to play, we will need our heart available to us in this space of balance. To be able to look lightly at our strengths and weaknesses. To surrender in a deeper way when we need to rest and listen. And probably in a biggest way, to respect that, number one, we have a heart. And secondly, to honor that this is the seat of the soul. And this is where it all starts. This is where it all begins. Again and again and again. So in this process of opening, we'll return continuously to the heart being the center. The heart as the sun, shining. The heart as the power that allows us to recognize and create beauty. And in this, everything I love expands. Everything I love expands. The Archangel Raphael is known as the angel of beauty and light, appropriately connected to the heart, and the power of the Redeemer. The power of the Redeemer. That which forgives. That which releases us from habitual thought. Or what we might call mundane action, where we just go habitual and forget that we're here to celebrate our life. The Redeemer. So take this sense of this powerful principle. I'm holding the archangels as principles of empowerment that we personify and give names to because it's easier to recognize them when we have some personification connection. The archangels are known as very tremendous, tremendous holders of light. Great powers connected. And that when we're given our guardian angel, our personal angel, it comes as an order of angels from these principles, from these archangels. And that in the way that angels are spoken of, each one is absolute, meaning that it holds very specific a certain power. And that's why you see more than one archangel, because there are very different powers and different energies, and we'll be exploring them as we move along. And this is the archangel associated to the heart's dimension. So it's for you to find your way of connecting to these larger powers and graces. But we're just going to open now to a space of allowing this awareness of a force, a principle, a power of absolute, much greater than anything we may be able to comprehend, that we become the receptacle of this healing, the receptacle of this light and beauty. Our intention is to use the awareness and the link to the archangel to energize the chakras, and in this moment, to energize the heart's dimension. Notice, as we universalize this power, how the feeling shifts. What it means to stand in total universal life force. And now, give yourself permission to let it move through the warm current of your body, as a healing force, and that we're going to ask for the healing of our hearts. Because our hearts, many of us have been broken and ravaged and held a lot of absence and darkness because the world was just too difficult. And so that our heart needs restoring. We need to find a new level of balance, a new wave of giving and receiving as the energy expands. So we're standing in this healing presence, invoking now the healing power of the heart. Allowing our hearts to heal in any way that they may need to. And feeling the depth of that healing as it moves all the way down through the body. so that any imbalance, any exaggeration, can use these powerful absolute principle of light, beauty, love, but allow it to heal. Take a nice deep breath. Takes an act of surrender. Often in our personal world, to allow these larger forces to exist, not as fantasy or as something that will take us away, but something that redeems us, that brings us back into the power of our spirit being, that we often refer now to as our spiritual potential, what we're capable of. Another deep breath. Welcome these forces. Surrender to this higher grace of love. Now, while you're doing this, we're going to talk about some of the injuries that happen in the heart center. And as we mention them and as we bring them forward, I want you to be actively sending your healing graces into these places if they relate to you. This is our time to restore the heart. So the heart has all the chakras except seven, our spiritual center, have duality. They have fullness and absence. They have a light side. They have a what you might call a shadow aspect in them. They work in the yin and the yang. Within that, it's not good or bad, right or wrong, just simply different sides and different functions. So the heart serves in its power of joy and playfulness, the lightness of the child's laughter, the sense of being so full and so encompassed and so gracious that we just become this bubble of light. And then often when we're in this bubble of light and says, little child, we might have met darkness way too soon. We might have met the wolf that was dressed up like a grandma, a predator, that basically tried to steal our essence. And in doing that, our heart turns absent. It has been betrayed. It has lost its innocence and its magic. And the heart recedes and goes away. It goes off into basically a station that might look like a fantasy, but is actually just a holding space of magic that the heart can live in until we can release the shock, the trauma, get rid of the wolf in our energy field, and restore the heart to fullness. In ancient times, this was often represented as the four seasons. When some essential part of our essence was felt stolen and had to be returned. It's a myth older than itself. And as we're standing in the space, that any part of you that has experienced this sense of the loss of innocence, the depth of betrayal, or parts of you that absorb darkness from your environment, from those you loved much, much earlier than you would have been capable of digesting, and so that you had to close the door of your heart space. Love felt like it betrayed you, and so that you basically chose to not have a heart and not love, rather than risk losing your essence or having that happen again. So out of that, in the heart, comes an emptiness and a longing, because the heart cannot just stay still in its absence. We may have surrounded it with hardness or coldness or protection, judgments, busyness, all sorts of things as a way of distracting ourselves from the empty room. But the power of the heart's longing continuously bring us back. Wintering through, waiting for the coming of spring. That fantasy space where we tucked our heart will be continuously creating possibilities and stories of how our heart can be redeemed and awakened, and how it could be restored and brought back through a special moment, a special event, a person, a place, a thing that would restore our heart. And it does. But it takes a very deep level of permission to realize that other can be the precursor that show us and help us remember our heart. A steady, loving person in our environment changes us completely. But in the end of the day, we have to welcome our own spring. We have to let our own flowers bloom. And we have to see through our eyes the beauty of the universe and our own essence. And this may be some evolutionary path that we all go through in our soul of remembrance, the reclaiming and the reawakening of the heart's dimension, that when we're solid in our heart space, our spiritual work then truly begins. Before that time, we're busy trying to hide or get our needs met or prove to ourselves that we're something different than we are. Remember, we are in this power of healing. We are in this space of reclaiming our heart. We are completely honoring the process of the boogeymans and the wolf and the closures and the darkness, the absence, the call for death as release from this agony. We heal it all. We welcome and heal in this moment. That the power of the heart holds this so vividly, in the sense that the heart knows itself in its fullness, but it also knows the path in the underworld. For the heart's presence is also this place of grieving. The amazing power of the shift of cycle, the shifts of seasons, is registered and honored in the heart center. So that when we change from one archetype to another, that I move from the power of the child into the power of the mother, or into the power of the artist, into the power of the father, that we recognize all these different kinds of archetypes that influence us and come in and give us the passion to be what we are meant to be in that moment. And when that time is up, our heart can often become still. We feel it as a sense that something's completely different. And when we want to be that old way, we can't any longer. And when we become new and we enter into the archetype that is now our teacher, our heart demonstrates its approval through joyousness and playfulness and richness, and we get our energy back. So that the heart knows this cycle changes. Our heart knows grief and the path of grief that says that something that we have been, something that we have done, something that we have known, something that we are, is no longer. Someone who I have loved is not here on this plane. The heart knows that spirit does not die. And it walks us very, very powerfully in great concentration and depth of awareness into our stillness, to heal the absence that our losses have created and welcome us back into the spring. Everything I love expands. I'm going to ask you to love this process, to love this fullness, to honor the absence that takes place as we change and grow, to acknowledge in your being when there is these cycle changes and movements, and that we welcome this power, this principle, the Archangel Raphael that comes as the Redeemer, this pure principle of light, of healing, that gives us the alchemy to restore, to reclaim, to awaken the heart. As with every time that we invoke great forces of awareness, we always say thank you, and we are very grateful. And we understand a space of closure. There's no need to walk around in that level of electrocution, in that level of intensity continuously. It wears too hot and heavy on the nervous system. So we always recognize that as we have had a vivid healing experience, we also come to a point of completion that allows us to honor with gratitude the greatness of the healing forces that have taken place, and to come back to the sweetness of life and the playfulness and the sense of the gift that that healing brings. The invocation to be joyful, to re-experience our innocence, to be able to have a sense of lightness. Only this time, maybe since we shook hands with the wolf one too many times, we start recognizing that we wouldn't want to lose our feet. That in our early child world, certain parts of our brain were not yet developed. We did not have discernment, not in the same way that we have now. And that the power of the heart is what is called an illusion buster. His heart's job is to hold the truth. Our heart cannot lie, so it will continuously come back, eventually, to the truth. And it will break anything that is not true. So that if I'm here trying to live in a fantasy, it eventually will show me that that's a recipe card, not a brownie. And encourage me to get to the kitchen and start stirring up the goods, to create, to be the power of that wish, that dream fulfillment. And the strength of the heart gives us permission to open and to create through everything I love expands. It gives the energy and the aliveness to allow any fantasy that may have been playing over protecting my heart to become reality and to dance in my being. heart is the knower. It is the one that holds the truth. So that in any way that I'm not living in that space of truth, it's often in common culture said, oh, my heart broke. But in reality, your heart's probably more available ever than ever before. What broke was the projection, the expectation, or the illusion that had you holding the world different than how it really is. Now, when we're playing with this, we're not saying that it's good or bad, right or wrong. We're just saying that it's not going to, anything that's not based in the truth will not stay forever. Take a breath. Just run that warm current down to the base of the spine. What I love in our communication here is that you are the knower. And my words speak to you something that resonates because it's in you. It will probably speak out of your lips tomorrow because you know these things. I know these things. But the opportunity here is to experience it in deeper and deeper dimensions. So I have to stand in the place of humbleness that says, yes, I know these things. Some of them are recipe cards. Some of them are absolutely flesh. And I will know them deeper. I will know them more truly. And I will celebrate the power of the heart. Nice big breath. We're now going to step into a meditational space here, taking a nice big breath into your heart. Nice big breath. Welcoming air, lightness, a spacious awareness. Nice big breath. As you're breathing and as you feel yourself expanding, you'll be able to notice what is conscious in your space. If there's some part of you that feels heavier or self-absorbed, we're just going to breathe light right into that part of your being. Right now. Nice big breath. Opening your heart. And welcoming love. Warm current. You take a moment here to listen. Is there anything that needs to be heard inside your awareness? Is there something that needs to be attended to that would allow you to be more true to yourself and other? Is there something that needs to happen in order for you to fulfill your integrity of the day? And often your mind will sort and share with you whatever needs to happen. And often in my space, I just make a little note to remember so that my space remains clear and clean. It does so because I'm true to myself. I'm true to my word. And I do what I say. So we're going to scan again, and we're just going to open and feel this bigger space inside. We're asking for balance. And the balance gives us a sense of being rich and full and attentive to our own nature. To thine own self be true. We're just going to rest here. We're going to ask the heart to be still. We've heard what needs to happen and what the stories are. We've cleared our field of that. And now we're going to come to stillness in the heart. Stillness that can happen because we're willing to listen and be true. Stillness. A potentized awareness of your life force opens in this stillness. That as we rest in this space, even if for a moment our whole cellular structure is transformed, you can feel the power of this warmth and this love moving through the top of the head, opening. And we feel this deeper sense of the universe providing whatever is needed. And as this energetic power of open, endless space, this power of the universe, right coming through our crown, the universe provides that all we need to do is ask, and it is given. Ask, and it is given. It's the law that the universe serves our inner humanity. And everything that we need is already here. Everything is provided for within this power of potential. And all that is important here is to acknowledge through this deep space of truth, through your love, and as you love, whatever you love expands. And you are the voice of creation in the universe. And then unique in the sense of creation. As we are loving and as the energy expands and opens, it becomes this awakening of your personal reality, your own personal soul print in the universe, that there's only one essence as you. And that ours is to explore this essence and to experience this essence and to allow it to be made flesh, to allow it to be made the world that surrounds us, both individually and collectively. So everything I love expands, and as we enter into this personal universe, there's a light, a personal light, that allows us to become clear. And this clarity, who am I? This clarity leads to power. And this power envelops itself as feeling. And as the feeling richness opens, that we begin to endorse. Clarity leads to power. Feeling is believing. And I'm grounded, present, holding all of creation. Clarity leads to power. That allows your personal right to live in integrity and freedom. Feeling is believing. Your ability to bond and connect to the world around you through your feeling body and endorse it as real. And then moving to that space of presence. Through the numerous dances of creation that move through us, our presence becomes stronger and more vivid and more clear. And we begin to stand in nobility. Stand. In presence. Simple. Ease-filled. Light. So we're calling on this noble presence here that supports our love, our heart. Joy is a natural emanation that comes from this creation, this sense of presence, this level of alignment we're playing with here. Joy is the indicator that we're in balance. It isn't always a joy that bounces us off the table. It often is a joy that just gives a sweetness, a warmth, an appreciation of being here. So our heart is open unto ourselves. We're feeling the balance of the upper reaches, the universe providing, understanding that it is the law that as I ask, it is given, acknowledging the sense that everything I need truly is already here, that the heart grounds this as the knower, that it personifies this unique soul print, and helps us to consolidate and energize, open and ground whatever is important in the moment. So we take a nice big breath. We come to this place of gratefulness that we have a heart that is active, that we honor the stillness, the quietness, as well as the expansion and the grace. We honor as we say thank you. Taking a nice deep breath. And completing in the meditation. Beautiful. just going to do energetic review here, where we've been, what this is going to unfold in the next couple weeks, just to kind of put it all in a nice little package and a bow. So everything I love expands. We're inviting openness and beauty and grace to just texturize us and bring our hearts into a much bigger awareness. We're welcoming the power of the wind and recognizing the wind. Start listening to the winds and listening to the breezes and being aware that you are surrounded by air and that the sense of this air is really affecting how you are experiencing. So that in our meditation, we actually went in and cleared the air. It's cute sometimes when we have a little issue or something, we speak and that says, aha, well, I cleared the air. So we just want to make sure our air is clear so that if we're holding a judgment or we're holding some kind of hardness or something like that, let's clear the air. Let's do forgiveness. Let's release anything that would be in the way of our comfortable sense of expansion and containment. Let's love the process of life in a way that makes us recognize that every moment counts. And that we're probably voting with our breath. How much are we breathing? Are we aware that we're here? Are we enjoying the process that's taking place? Is our light open, comfortable? And how can we get assistance here when it's difficult? How can we ask for help? Maybe call in a solution field when something goes into a place where we can't understand. So we keep inviting that upper reaches coming into our body. We're working with the Star of David. We invited in the powers of the Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing, of beauty, of light, the Redeemer. I relate not so much to the deity aspect of these, but more the absolute power of it, so that I experience it as a feeling in my body and also a sense of listening and exploring a lot, because it's way beyond anything I can conceive. And so that I honor these greater powers that create the universe, and this is a way of linking to forces that may be greater than my conception can play with, and just watching how it all comes together. Find some kind of movement. We did ankle circles. It's arm circles are great for getting the heart and the chest open, and do things that really open physically your heart space, stretching and opening it and rolling your neck and just keeping this whole upper space flexible and moving, and be outside and take the energy in and just kind of keep opening up your arms and realizing that your hands, your arms are an extension of the heart. So hug the space. Hug the universe. Give yourself permission to just let your hands be vessels of the heart. So we're in this aspect, this power of heart's dimension. We will let it unfold. We'll be good listeners. We'll do forgiveness when necessary. We'll clear the air. We'll recognize that we have a heart. We'll learn how to move through these cycles and recognize, as the universe said, it cycles itself always back into spring. The opening of the heart is the power of spring. Enjoy. Enjoy the beauty, the smells, the wonders of what your heart's dimension bring. We've touched on many points here. There is so much that is beyond words, as we acknowledged before. This is an experiential course, So we're just opening the gates to you experiencing your heart space. Probably all you really need to do is to keep remembering that we're working in the heart space for this 2 weeks, and the instruction, the power, the listening, the opening, and the grounding will all come in to you personally. We pretty much book on the power of spirit being the teacher, and we just are here holding the space to remember. So the work that we do here for you is to hold a powerful, concentrated containment that keeps the energy very stable, that allows you, if you need any assistance whatsoever or any kind of encouragement or someone to laugh with, we're here. We're connected with you. We're very devoted to this process. Errol, I, and Linda are very strong in what we're going to be doing here with you, and we're unwavering in our commitment. So that I just want you to know that there is support and there's lots of love and warmth, and we'll just watch this thing unfold. So thank you for your listening hearts. It has been a beautiful joy to share this with you, and I love all of you, and my love just keeps expanding, and I know I speak for Errol as well in that. So much richness. Feel free to be connected, communicate any way you wish, and just know we're here. Aloha.